It's a living thing.
Because your health matters to us.
It's a terrible thing to lose.
Health Matters with Dr. John Darcy.
Albinism is a rare genetic condition that causes the body to be unable to or to have a limited ability to produce melanin, which is responsible for the colouring in skin, in hair and eyes. This leads to a snow-white complexion and extremely fair hair. And many people with albinism experience vision impairment or some complete blindness. Now with me today are Rachel Perry and her daughter Zara. Zara's 7 and she's living with albinism. And they're generously here to share their story and help bring albinism into the light. Good morning to Rachel and good morning to Zara.
Good morning, John.
Good morning.
What was it like, Rachel, when Zara was first diagnosed? And when was she first diagnosed?
Okay, she was diagnosed about 14 hours after she was born. Mm. So we had a very interesting story. I went into early labour, 3 weeks early. We didn't know as first-time parents that children should have opened her eyes, and she hadn't opened her eyes after she was born. So the next day, again, we just thought she was sleeping a lot. So the paediatrician came and did the checks at about lunchtime the next day and did all of the checks very quickly apart from her eyes. And he kept prizing her eyes open. And so that made us a little bit suspicious, like what was going on. And we actually hadn't registered. We hadn't actually seen her eyes open yet. Mm. And she was 14 hours old.
Right.
And so he said at the time, "I think your daughter has albinism." And of course, our first question was, "What's that?" And he said, "Well, you've heard of albino." We said, "Yeah, white mice with red eyes." "What are you talking about?" And he said, "Well, in human beings, it's different to that. But that is the idea with the fair." And he gave us a little bit of information about lack of pigment, etc. And he said, "I believe looking at the colour of your daughter's eyes and the circumstances that I think she has albinism, and I would like to connect you with an ophthalmologist and with Vision Australia, and so we can do further testing."
What was the reaction to this couple who just had their first baby?
Shock, I think, was probably the first one, because he did say to us, "I will tell you now, it is likely your daughter will be visually impaired, but there is no other problems associated with albinism."
In a moment, we'll talk with Zara, but 7 years down the track, what have been the challenges that you've met over that time?
Okay. In the beginning, it was, and I think still to today, one of the biggest challenges is working out what is normal kid stuff and what is associated with her vision impairment or her albinism. So as a baby, it was things like she'd be crying when we're out in the pram. Well, is it that the light's too bright because she has photophobia, so the bright light hurts her eyes? Or is it that she's just a baby? As we've got older, it's been more, I guess, developmental and things like that. So depending on, you know, is she meeting milestones, you know, and again, if she's not meeting the milestones, why?
Okay.
And yeah, where do we react and where
Rachel, don't we? Do you mind coming back after the break so we can continue this story?
Would love to.
Let's do that.
To continue the conversation on albinism, head to Health Matters with Dr. John Darcy on Facebook.
Coming up, more chats with Zara.